Over the last few years, Vietnam has emerged as a key gateway for Chinese companies exporting to the US. Chinese exporters have relocated operations to Vietnam and other Southeast Asian countries as part of the China Plus One policy. This has allowed them to avoid high duties imposed by Washington as a result of the US-China trade war. One example is Huashou Plastics, which originates from Guangdong in southeastern China. The company produces hollow plastic boards to make delivery boxes to companies like Amazon. It exports 90% of its products to the US. The company moved some operations to Haiphong in northern Vietnam in 2022, amid tense trade relations between US and China. However, since US President Donald Trump's administration imposed a 20% tariff on Vietnam, as well as a 40% levy on goods from China transiting through other countries, firms like Huashou have felt orders slow and their bottom lines have been affected.
之前在没有这个关税之前，我们生产的比较顺，交货都很顺。我们确实在减少一些人员，减少人员，减少我们的整个成本。因为下降比较快嘛，下降比较快，我们要做出反应，就是人员一定要减少，多减了三分之一。
Even Chinese firms in Vietnam who do not supply to the US are impacted. BYD Forklift, a subsidiary of the Chinese automaker, moved to Vietnam in 2024 due to the intense market competition in China. They expanded operations in Bac Ninh, one of the country's leading industrial centers, in 2024. The company supplies material handling equipment such as forklifts and pallet trucks for the Vietnamese market. Gao Wen Ming, a manager at BYD Forklift, told CNA that many of their business partners are hit by the US tariffs. This includes Chinese electronics giant TCL Technology. As a result, they have been hit by slower orders and are forced to downsize their operations.
它本来是有一些企业是需要这个查车的，因为它用户量还是比较大，但是说这个关税下来以后呢，会卡了它一下，就说。 卡脖子嘛，对不对？它订单量会小，然后呢，它这个需求的一些搬运设备呢就会停滞，或者是延后延期。本来我们邻近的话是也是都在不断的一些那个在淘汰机制啊，会有一些就是优胜劣汰。Some
Chinese companies are considering moving operations away from Vietnam, hurting Hanoi's exports and growth. According to a study by the United Nations Development Program, the tariffs could slash Vietnam's exports to the US by a fifth, making Vietnam the worst-hit country in Southeast Asia. Analysts maintain that Vietnam still has an edge, as it has a large land border with China and several deep-water ports. However, these cannot offset the increased costs caused by tariffs, especially uncertainties around the 40% transshipment levy, which is seen as Trump's attempt to squeeze China out directly by forcing Vietnam and other ASEAN countries to reduce the amount of Chinese content in their supply chains.
But the issue at this point is there still is not a lot of clarity as to how it will be assessed. I mean, right, 20% on all goods, Vietnamese goods entering the US market. But there's nothing codified. There's nothing written down in paper. That's a big issue. And of course, the 40% transshipment concern is also causing a lot of issues because companies are not sure how transshipment will be defined and assessed. So in many ways, companies that are abiding by the rules, American companies that are abiding by the rules, if transshipment is interpreted in a certain way, they could end up being on the receiving end of the 40% punitive tariffs, which could be a big issue. A wait-and-see approach has started basically maybe back in September, October of 2024, and it's continued up to this point. I mean, if you're an American company, Canadian company, European company, but especially if you have any ties to the American market at all, it would not make a lot of sense to come to Vietnam, but also other countries in the region, because people don't have a strong understanding of where those numbers are going to land.
As to what the future holds, firms told CNA the only certainty to be expected is more uncertainty.
希望这个东西呢，我们也不好说，因为美国的话，这个特朗普他是就是一些就是
有个霸权主义吧，啊，我想怎么搞啊，一句话的事情，对吧？他这个霸权主义嘛，这是一方面，我们是左右不了他的想法。